This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid, it didn't just take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Being involved, being engaged, being part of, and you got to be part of. Look at, head up to the website, realside.com. Come on, type it in, I'll wait. When you get there, I want you to sign up for the email blast. All right? Ain't that hard. Doesn't require a whole bunch of thought. Actually, it's pretty easy to do. And I send out one email a week. I try not to make you nuts, because I don't want to make me nuts either. I don't like it when I get emails from somebody on a regular, like, consistently. So head over there. And then if email is not your thing, not your game, not what you like to see or do, then go ahead and sign up for the text messaging. We'll let you know when the show is coming on. Text TRS to 55222. That's TRS to 55222. Right, and it's a way for you to find out the show's going on. I got to tell you, again, most of you are telling me that you're not getting notices that the show's starting. Gee, I wonder how that's happening. You know, social media, they're not our friends. They are not friends of the conservative. You know, one of my guest hosts here, David Sussman, talking to him today, and he was telling me about how one of his Twitter pages came to a grinding halt. I mean, the man is all over the place. He's great to listen to. And he's getting virtually no traction on Twitter. Why is that? And you guys, stop starting new social media networks, please. We've got like 26 of them now. Think about it. You're watering this stuff down. It's not helping us. And again, you can do whatever you want to do. We live in a free country. We push for the freedom of choice. I got all of that. But guess, you can't have it always. If I've got 20 choices that's not Facebook, I'm going to try them all out. I'm going to bounce all over the place. That is not a concerted effort to fix something and make it happen. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. 5563. And I, like I said, I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. And truly, being part of the conversation. Look, so if all goes right, if technology works the way it's supposed to, I'm bringing somebody on in the next segment. And when you look at the state of discourse in this country, right? You look at what's going on in this country. It's not good when it comes to how we treat each other, how we talk to each other. I believe it's hit a point of danger, right? And I mean that sincerely. It's a dangerous place to be. Because if we can't even talk to each other about things that we don't agree with, then that's a problem. And especially if we get to the point where we're yelling at each other within seconds, somebody at some point in time is going to get hurt. Don't you agree? Come on, guys. Don't you? It's gotten to the point where we almost can't talk to each other. And when I say democracy, for some of you who are wordsmiths, okay, I'm not talking about the democracy versus republic, okay? Or, you know, I know that we're a representative government, all right? But when you think about democracy, when you think about what democracy actually stands for, right? Democracy truly, in a full form of the word. It's a system, right? And I'll read it to you. I'll see, that way you don't say it's my words. The system of government where the citizens exercise power by voting. In a direct democracy, citizens as a whole form a governing body and vote directly on each issue. In a representative democracy, the citizens elect representatives from among themselves. Right? But we can't seem to, and when I say we can't even get it straight from within. You see, somebody just did that, and it's okay. I understand what you're saying. But if you've been listening to my show at any point in time, you know where I'm coming from. When I say democracy, a guy like me who's been on for a while, you know where I'm at, and somebody jumps right on the fact that we're a republic. No kidding. Really? Seriously? We should be able to have open dialogue without worrying about somebody looking for what you're saying wrong. And that's where we screw up. We're waiting for somebody to say something that's incorrect. That simple. And you know what? I don't want to be ruled by quote-unquote democracy, or what's sometimes referred to as industrial democracy. Because that's just a rule by mob. I get it. But in the purest sense, some of you who hate that word, we are truly a representative democracy. And that's the other thing that I love, is that when you elect someone to represent you, remember, they're representing the collective you, not you, Joe. That's why I always tell people, when you work to get somebody elected to a seat, when you work somebody to get elected to a position, and you say, have a nice day, you're wrong. You need to support that person when they're in the seat. You know, as a school board member, if I'm sitting there and the majority of you conservatives have voted me in, you want me to do what you want me to do. I'm not being voted in to do what exactly you want me to do. It's the collective you. And if you don't show up at the board meetings, if you don't show up to support me, then the only collective you that usually shows up are the people on the left. And that's who I need to represent. Think about that one. Joe Mancini, your host, listen to Real Side. Be back in a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
To your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I do want you part of the conversation. I want you to be part of the process, part of the fix, if you would. You know, I thought we'd take a minute, maybe two max. I love getting this stuff out of the way because I just think it's wonderful. You know, I keep telling you guys, and I know some of you heard it, some of you haven't, that we've given it up to social media. We've allowed them to grow and become strong and all this other stuff, and nobody, you know, we're at a point now where I don't know if we can push back. Again, talking to David Sussman today, I said to him, you know, what can we do? They've got so much. Look, Facebook just got a $5 billion fine, and they sneezed at it. Was it a big deal? Right? You're talking about a company that makes hundreds of billions of dollars every year. Not a big deal. So, when you guys talk about going to different platforms and doing different things, that's great and wonderful, but you need to stick with one or two, preferably one. Because you spread it too thin, we lose power. You lose the punch, if you would. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want you to hear the expert, you know, giving testimony on exactly what happened with Google and how they were able to sway anywhere from that. There's no way to count each and every vote. But if you think about something, before Google, right, we were complaining about television because when you heard the results on the East Coast and you heard that President so-and-so was winning or such-and-such was winning, you would think on the West Coast, if your party was losing tremendously, you wouldn't even go out and vote. Why bother? We've already lost. Right? So now, it's so much easier. Come on, stop that. It's so much easier with Google and Facebook and others to kind of paint the winner, paint the picture, long before it even happens. Take a listen.
Do you happen to know who the Hillary Clinton...
This is, I'm sorry. This is Senator Cruz at a hearing, and he's asking questions of a panel of experts, you know, Google and others.
Do you happen to know who the Hillary Clinton campaign's number one financial supporter was in the year 2016?
I think I do, but please remind me.
The number one financial supporter of the Hillary Clinton campaign in the 2016 election was the parent company of Google, Alphabet, who was our first witness. They were her number one financial donor, and your testimony is, through their deceptive search methods, they moved 2.6 million votes in her direction. I would think anybody, whether or not you favor one candidate or another, should be deeply dismayed about a handful of Silicon Valley billionaires having that much power over our elections to silently and deceptively shift vote outcomes.
Again, with respect, I must correct you. The 2.6 million is a rock bottom minimum. The range is between 2.6 and 10.4 million, depending on how aggressively they used the techniques that I've been studying now for 6.5 years.
Wow. Could you just say that again, please? Just
the 2.6.
Yeah, because I want you to help me throw up even worse. See, 2.6 million was rock bottom. And everybody says it's no big deal. Well, not everybody. A lot of people say it's no big deal. People will figure it out. Not if it's too late. If that's true, if half that number is true, think about what Hillary really lost by. Who really got the popular vote?
6 million is a rock bottom minimum. The range is between 2.6 and 10.4 million votes, depending on how aggressive they were in using the techniques that I've been studying, such as the search engine manipulation effect, the search suggestion effect, the answer bot effect, and a number of others. They control these, and no one can counteract them. These are not competitive.
Did you hear that? These are not competitive. There's no way to push back on these. They control the interweb ways, if you would. Right? The interweb highway. Google does. For everything, they can control traffic to your website, your email in a lot of cases. You know, when you think about it, if you have a Gmail address owned by Google, they're watching what you got going out and coming in, and they've been caught, and they've admitted to the fact that they do peruse through your mail. They search for keywords. so they can start sending advertisements your way, have them somehow show up in your mailbox. You ever wonder sometimes how you search for a shirt or a pair of shoes or what have you, and the next thing you know, those same types of ads are popping up all over the place inside of your search engine and other places? Seriously, come on, think it through. This is not a coincidence. Don't ever say, oh, isn't it funny? No, it's not funny, and it's not by coincidence. It's by design. So if you think about that, if you're searching for Hillary's misgivings, some of the crap she's done, you're not going to find it on Google. Now, some of you say, I use other search engines like, what is it, DuckDuckGo, right? And then you can try Yahoo, you can try Bing, but you got to remember something else too. Google regulates the traffic. It regulates the verbiage. It regulates what comes up and what doesn't come up. So even in those search engines, guess whose system they're going through? Right? Google is the one that feeds those other search engines as well. I'm not going to get all technical on you, but you have to have an entry point. You have to have a place where this stuff looks for information. Who do you think tracks how many times these words are used, and what's trending and what's not trending? Do you really think that no matter what, no matter how many votes there were, that, you know, Hillary, let me see, Twitter would be trending with something like Trump finds cure for cancer, as opposed to, you know, Hillary is ahead for president? Which one of those things are going to trend, no matter how many votes are towards it? They're not going to give the president any kudos for anything. Joe Messina, your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. There'll be a lot more coming up in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
On this vote, the yeas are 284,
and the nays are 149.
On Capitol Hill, the House approves a budget and debt limit deal before lawmakers go out on vacation.
This bill is passed without objection. The motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
The measure lasts through 2021, which means after the next general election. The vote, 284 to 149, all but 16 Democrats voted for it, 132 Republicans voting against it, even though President Trump supported it. The bill now heads to the Senate. President Trump, along with Vice President Mike Pence, outside the Pentagon for a welcome ceremony for the new Defense Secretary Mark Esper.
Secretary Esper, your lifetime of noble service has prepared you for this immense responsibility.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
And Seltzer. I thought that was, what's his face? The old guy. Joe Messina, me. Joe Messina, your host. What are you laughing for? I couldn't sing like that. You're right. Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. You know, some of you may not know this, but Tammy and I, you know, we were in the technology world for years. Me, I go all the way back to slates, and I'm talking about real slate tablets, you know. I go way back. Let's just put it that way. I go so far back with computers. I go back to the days where you had to unscrew the bottom of the mouse, take the rubber ball out, and clean all the cat hair off of it, and the dirt and everything, when it would stop working. And you guys, some of you guys remember, they had to pound it on the table to get that little ball loose. But anyhow, you know, we've been at this a long time. We've been watching this happen. And, you know, again, it's a matter of understanding how this works. We were just, I'm not going to go into it, but we were just talking during the break on how these, you know, startups and these search engines and trying to find a search engine that really won't squelch things. But when it comes to information and the direction of information, it's a complex process. You know, it's interesting how fast I can have somebody on the phone with me in New York and I can send them a document from here and they get it within seconds. Think about what that takes to move through the system. There's a lot that's happened up front. There's a lot of what's called caching that has happened up front. So the system knows where to send that because I've already gotten an email from them, or the name on that is already known to the system, and it knows where to send it immediately. It doesn't send it via Texas or Tokyo or whatever. It goes directly from L.A. to New York, if you would, via the electronic lines. So it's a little more complicated, and they're just saying, we'll cut them out and we'll go to this other service. But it doesn't mean we give up. It doesn't mean we stop. We don't stop trying, right? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Okay, a new poll out obliterated the core of the 2020 Democratic agenda. You know, they are so, and even we are to a degree, but the Democrats are so out of touch with the average American. I mean, they're right in the pocket of the elitist American, right? But not the average American. And Trump's going to be feeling pretty good right now. Now, the polling hasn't been his best friend, usually. But you should take note, at least, of the latest NPR PBS NewsHour poll. And it nukes the core of the 2020 Democratic agenda. Two of the left's major pieces of their 2020 election goodie bag, right? Medicare for all and health care for illegals. Well, let's not, by the way, let's not forget slave reparations. Isn't that kind of funny? What do you do with Barack Obama? Right, he's half white, half black. Does he pay himself the reparation? How does that work? Does he get a discount? They haven't thought this through. I think this is what's so funny about this. Right? On the even minority voters aren't sure about Medicare for all. 40% of them are saying it's a good idea, and 49% say they disagree. Right? More voters think that the Democrats would take this country in the wrong direction than in the right direction. 48-43. On health care for illegals, 62% say it's a bad idea. 47% of moderate Democrats and 67% of independents say it's a bad idea. And some feel that it's a kryptonite issue. Right? Some say that they're hearing that the Democrats want to decriminalize illegal border crossings. But 68% of the independents, and that's the vote you really need to have. You really need to cross into the independent world. 68% of the independents say, no, not going to work for me. So these guys don't understand mainstream. They haven't got it. And so what happens? The left jumps all over these guys, the poll, and, you know, they say that NPR got the poll wrong. NPR did not get the poll wrong. You say, so what you're saying is what, they added it wrong? One guy writes, who's this, Ryan Gruduski, he writes, well, 44% approve of Trump and 52% disapprove, so your poll numbers are wrong. Like, hello, wake up. Right? When you think about this, you think, how many people were voting for Trump in 2016, right? Pretty much nobody, remember? 5% of the population. Exit polls show this is going to be bigger than a landslide. It's going to be like a volcano win for Hillary. She should take it by like 93-7. Yeah, that worked out well for them, didn't it? I think this stuff is great because they don't really think it through. And then let's not forget the Green Deal, right? They're all excited. So think about this. No borders, welfare for all, Medicare for all, free school, medical services for illegals, for our vets, not so much. Those sound like winning principles to me, don't they? This is great. See, this is why I keep telling you guys, do not stop them. Do not tell them how crazy they sound. Do not tell them to stop spewing this stuff. Let them go. Don't get in their way. These numbers where independents are pulling away from the Democrats more and more and more and more and more, let them go for it. And as far as the four go, you know, the squad? Man, encourage them. Encourage them to come out and speak. Encourage them to an area near you. I'm not kidding you. I'm serious. You keep them out of Washington. That'll help us all. But you get them out and about. Let people hear what they have to say. Because even the same Democrats are listening to these people. And they're going, whoa, that's not what I want. That's not what we want. That's not what we called for. If you remember President Trump, early on. Yeah, remember him. Anyway. Talking about how bad Puerto Rico was, how corrupt it was, how terrible. You know, and the same thing in Louisiana. You know, these Democrat-run bastions. Somebody is always getting thrown in jail for what? What is it again? Right? Right. Corruption. Now, Governor Ricardo Rossello today, I think well, he agreed today to step down August 2nd. I don't know what he's waiting for. Leave now. Right? And the release of hundreds of nasty private chat messages between him and members of his inner circle. Now, protesters took to the streets in recent days after nearly 900 pages from a messaging app, Telegram, were published by Puerto Rico's Center for Investigative Journalism. Now, look it, I'm not one that thinks you should always be leaking this stuff at all, and I mean that sincerely. But if you got something, some of these text messages that show that they're stealing from the government, oh, they're stealing from the people, yeah, smear it all over the place. Right? This guy had his whole cabinet, pretty much. They were exchanging all kinds of nasty text messages. They were homophobic. I'd love to see the misogynistic messages. I'd love to see what those were about. They were making fun of fellow politicians and media and celebrities and others. Right? And again, if they were having lighthearted fun, that's one thing. But I heard some of these were pretty bad. Now, when you think about, again, we're talking about leaked memos here, right? Leaked text messages. I'm not a leak freak, if you would. And I don't mean that from a standpoint of when you now some of the stuff that they were talking about in some of these text messages was pretty nasty, not just nasty towards people. But, you know, when they talked about, you know, let them starve, let them this, let them that, in some of their comments, that's pretty cold. Pretty bad and pretty cold. But, again, I want to come back to it. I don't know how you guys feel about it. Maybe you can chime up in the chat room. Right? Are you okay with messages being leaked no matter what? Unless they're, you know, serious criminal offenses. You know, I mean, I in some areas of this, by the way, I probably said worse things than they do. but again, I really would love to know. I'm just curious what you guys think. Should messages be leaked just to be leaked, just to make people look bad? Or should it only be if there's really an issue where they're screwing the people they're supposed to be watching over? Joe Messina, your host, will be back in a few minutes.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Tell them about the Twinkie.
What about the Twinkie?
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Give a call, give a holler, give a shout. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Head to the website, right? You want to be part of the conversation? You want to be part of the show, part of the support team? You want to head up there? There's a dozen ways to be involved. You can buy a shirt. You can buy a book, you can buy a coffee mug. All of that helps with the show. Or just simply donate if you don't want the cup sitting around or the book sitting around or having a big donate button. Send me your email address. It's that simple to do, too. All you have to do, hop onto the website. It's a place you can put your email address in and sign up for weekly notifications. And last but not least, simply just text TRS to 55222. TRS to 55222. All right. Back at it again. Now, I have been telling you guys for a long time that what are you willing to give up for your belief? What are you willing to give up for your freedom? What are you willing to give up for the country? Now, some have said to me, we shouldn't have to give up anything. Right. You're right. It's already been fought for, right? But you got to maintain it. No, come on, think about it. You need to maintain. And the way you maintain it, frankly and simply, is you keep fighting for it. You keep tweaking it out. You keep checking it out to make sure that we're getting what our founding fathers fought for. The I don't know if you guys heard about the Christian soccer player who refused to wear a gay pride jersey. And what she chose to do at this point is even leave the team. Come on, think about this. She probably worked on this. She probably worked hard, practiced hard, gave up other things to be part of this team. And they tried to force her to put a gay pride shirt on, which goes against her core belief system. Now, she didn't say, I can't wear that because I hate gay people. Couldn't wear it because it goes against her core Christian principles. I think her name is Jaylene Hinkle. She's withdrawn herself from the U.S. soccer team after it was announced that the squad would be wearing rainbow-colored gay pride jerseys in their upcoming game. And she cited personal reasons for her refusal to play. You know, I love this stuff. It's like, it's sports. Why does it have to be gay pride? And again, with all due respect to other people, why does it have to be gay pride? Why does it have to be Alzheimer's month? Why does it have to be cancer month? Why does it have to be Italian month? I don't get it. How about you just play the sports? If you want to make an announcement that it's gay pride month or Alzheimer's month or whatever month, that's fine. And $2 of every ticket sold, the proceeds went to this, that, the other thing, whatever. That's all cool. Leave the players alone. Get out of the politics of it. The star proudly declared Colossians 3:23 on her Twitter, which says, "And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as unto the Lord and not unto men. If you live for people's acceptance, you'll die from their rejection." Right? Hinkle's been called into national team camp twice over the past 2 years. In 2017, she declined to invite. Oh, I'm sorry. She declined the invite for personal reasons. She later revealed what many suspected at the time. Hinkle, a devoted Christian, felt so convicted of my spirit that it wasn't my job to wear. Right? The national team's rainbow numbered jerseys that celebrated Pride Month are not something I should have to put on my body. Now, she's not received another call to the national team. Hinkle, who made 8 appearances for the national team from 2015 to 2017, acknowledged that she may never get another opportunity. She said, "I knew in my spirit I was doing the right thing. I knew that I was being obedient. If I never get a national team call up again, that's just part of God's plan." How many of you would have done that? How many of you would have chanced a job, chanced tickets to a, I don't know, championship game of some time? Right, to stand up for principles that you believe to be true. Just ask it. Hinkle notably converted a gay pride logo into a celebration of the cross on Instagram. The same day the Supreme Court ruled in favor of same-sex marriage in 2015, while sharing her opinion on the decision. She says Jesus didn't come to save those who already believed in him. He came so that the lost, rejected, and abandoned men and women would find him and believe. I believe with every fiber of my body that what was written 2,000 years ago in the Bible is undoubtedly true. How many of you would put that in writing on that big interweb thing? You know, some of you on my Facebook page, I have a personal Facebook page, I have a radio Facebook page. I do not do politics on my personal page. If you try to do that, I'll either block you, cut it out, or tell you to knock it off. So a couple of days ago, I put up a post and said, I have a picture of the Bible, and I said, this is not a bag of trail mix. You can't just pick and choose, take the pieces out that you want, and ignore the rest. Which caused a little bit of a stir, nothing major. People had to take a stand, they one way or the other. And it got some good interaction, got a couple of shares. Then I got really upset because of some of the things that were being said. That's all right. Well, this is my site. I'll do what I want to do. I put up another one. And it's called, the title of it is called Telling God to Get Out. And Billy Graham's daughter had made a very minor, short speech. And this isn't even her giving the speech, it's just the words. And it's so true that left-leaning, crazy, seriously, I have no other way to put it, crazy thinking, where you actually sit there and you tell people God has no place in the schools, no place in government. If you're going to pray to God, you've got to talk about God, you need to do that in the confines of your own home and or in your church that should be 20 miles off the main road so nobody is nobody bothered by seeing the cross up there. Right? We have poo-pooed any mention of God. We've got the freedom from religion freaks fighting us everywhere to take down any cross, any kind of memorial, anywhere. Even to the point where they're screaming about the crosses that are put at the side of the road where a young man or a woman died or somebody got killed in a car accident. Because I'm sure that is a total acceptance of that religion by the government, right? Simply means it's kind of a universal sign that somebody died there. They'd rather it just be a stick, but last I checked, that stick thing was the sign of a vampire. I don't know. We'll check that later. So, you want him out of everything. And those same, because that's on the first post I put up, I know some devout atheists were making comments on it. So those same people that want God out of everything are the first ones that will say, well, where was he when the school got shot up? Where was he when so-and-so died? Well, he was exactly where you put him. I know it's kind of a cliche, but he's outside the walls where you want him. He's not going to come barging in and force himself on you. It's never happened. Doesn't happen. But I just thought it was interesting. So I put that up 22 hours ago, according to Facebook. And it got a couple, one comment, and a couple, the no likes, actually. People are afraid. They're afraid to do it. Which is true. It's crazy. And some of you have seen that that picture of the cat with the watermelon on its head. You know, that's very common on the interweb. If I put that up there, I'll get 1,000 likes. I'll get 50 shares or 500 shares or whatever. The sad part about this, I believe, you're letting them win. You've given them place. They got you afraid to like something as simple as that. And if you're a Christian and you agree with the fact that God should be kept out of schools and kept out of government and people shouldn't be allowed to pray at certain places, one person a while back said, you know, we shouldn't be allowed to pray in restaurants. Well, maybe you should go to that restaurant and eat because I'm going to pray there. But you've allowed them to scare you into the point where you won't even check. You won't even say you like something that has to do with, that is in line with your basic and core beliefs. Think about that. You've given in to them. You've let them win. Now, I don't know about you, but that would bother the crud out of me. I'm just stubborn enough to where if somebody let me win, I mean, if somebody kept me from winning, I keep pounding away till I got it, till I won. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Got a lot of crazy stories that I want to get through. Some really funny ones. You know, I heard the other day that Trump has not built any new wall. That there's no new border construction going on. All he's doing is fixing old stuff. I've heard this. I don't believe it's true, but I've heard this. And then lo and behold, a station out of New York... shows where new wall is being built. So either MSNBC, CNN, ABC, DEFG are all lying, or actual pictures of a wall going up in a new place are true. Joe Mazzini, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Some of you got to go. Too bad. You can catch us online. Otherwise, if the station's keeping the show going, we'll be back in just a few minutes.